And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Spring is here, and sadly that means it's time for a new round of cheap, quick-fix education policy proposals from conservative politicians. A few years back, end-of-grade testing was the big idea. Then came charter schools, private school vouchers, school uniforms, school report cards, and Senate Leader Phil Berger's Read to Achieve program. None of these schemes made a meaningful impact. And now comes yet another magic solution, phonics. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt and Berger recently proposed mandating the use of something called the science of reading, of which phonics is a big part, in early grade reading instruction. Unfortunately, dozens of education scholars reject such an approach. Phonics can be a useful tool, they say, but they also note that all children are different and warn against one-size-fits-all solutions. The bottom line, the real answer to what ails our schools lies not in micromanaging them from Washington or Raleigh, but in a sustained commitment to invest in teachers, administrators, facilities, and children themselves. Until we learn that lesson, the quick and easy fixes will continue to fall flat. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.